Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Can you believe it? Jess isn't here, and my faithful wife is here, Mary Danielle. So thank you, Mary, for joining us. Mm-hmm. Today's going to be another special show. We're finally going to get to the Dr. Peter McCulloch interview, which I think he's the Noah of floods, especially when it comes to the so-called vaccine for COVID-19. We're also going to be talking about the natural immunity that's 20 times more protective than vaccines. Also, George Soros is in the news again. He funded the American Civil Liberties Union, saying mandatory COVID jabs further civil liberties. Really? I've got to find out about how that works. And I also want to acknowledge the hundreds of L.A. policemen and firefighters joining forces to fight the city's vaccine mandate. And L.A. is going to is making it for the whole city, schools, everybody. There's no a question about the freedom of that. You have to do it there in L.A. Also, I want to give an inspirational story of a woman who spent 6 years in jail. Wait till you hear what she spent 6 years for being in jail for. And she said she'd do it again. Much, much more. But before we get to these topics, we always say we go to our soul food, which is the readings of the Bible readings for the day of the Mass, to today's Mass. So, Mary, if you could be so good, that'd be grand.
All right, and we are in the Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. Mm-hmm. And the first reading, we want to look at the first reading today, is from Colossians 3, 12 through 17, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must do also. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. Mm. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I wanted to say amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's a great reading.
And then we have the gospel from the Gospel of Luke 6, 27, 38.
Fits right in.
And it fits right in. The first reading and the gospel are echoing each other. Jesus said to his disciples, to you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount, but rather love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Mary, can I just say something? This gospel was implemented so perfectly in the first 300 years of the church about love your enemies that the conversion rate was an astronomical growth of the church the first 300 years. And a lot of the historians say that this is why, because we could forgive our enemies. And that was so foreign to a Jew. It was so foreign to anyone.
Right.
It made us unique.
Right.
And they were like, how can these Christians do that?
Right.
And I think that's what attracted people to say, I want what they have.
Right. Love. Love. And that's Mother Teresa. When Bishop Sheen first met Mother Teresa, and well, he wanted to meet her. This was when she first started. This was before the whole world knew about her, but he knew about her. And he said, he saw her in an airport, and he said, Mother, you've personally evangelized 15,000 people. What did you say to them? Because that was his whole thing. He wanted to evangelize people. He wanted to bring people to Christ. And she said, I didn't say anything. I loved them.
Yeah.
I loved them.
It's beautiful.
And then after loving them, after picking the dead people, the dying out of the streets and taking care of them, washing their wounds and feeding them and showing them love, she would say to them, do you know Jesus? Oh, Mother, is he anything like you? They would ask. And she said, no, but I try to be like him.
Mm.
Oh, then I want to know this Jesus because you're imitating him, you know? So he's your inspiration. I want to know this one. And that's how she would do it. And that's it, the love.
Beautiful.
Do we show this love? And again, this first reading from the letter to the Colossians, just powerful and packed.
Yep.
First of all, it tells us who we are. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones. We're God's chosen ones. We're holy and beloved to God.
Amen.
What are we supposed to put on? Heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. What Jesus said in the gospel. Paul's just telling us what the Lord has taught us. We have to forgive. Why? Because the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. So this is from the heart. We are supposed to be, and if we're not humble, if we don't have humility, we can't do these things. You know, and in order... We need to ask for that grace. You know, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Jesus, lend me your heart with which your love, with which to love your heart, with which to love my neighbor, St. Therese of Lisieux prayed, so that I can love my neighbor the way you commanded me. How can I love someone who hates me? But this is what you did, Jesus.
Sure. And Mary, just for those who don't know, has got the Bible with the Barbers on Fridays. That's tomorrow, right after the Terry and Jesse show. That's what Mary does each week, taking the Gospels of the Sunday readings or the day of the readings and does an exegesis. Mary, through the grace of God, has got a master's in biblical studies. And this has been very helpful to help people understand in a very simple way the effectiveness of living out that gospel. So I appreciate that. Let's bring the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Full Sheen ahead. And this is, again, Bishop Sheen at his best when he says, a person who believes in nothing beyond this world is very impatient because he only has a limited time which to satisfy his sordid wants. So he has to hurry up and get everything he wants to get done because he thinks when he dies, there's nothing after that. And I wanted to bring up a book that a friend of ours gave to us this morning before Mass. It's called The Art of Dying Well. By who? St. Robert Bellarmine. And I think about the art of dying well. Mary, everybody has the art of crocheting, right? That's just good. The art of riding a motorcycle well. The art, go on, say whatever. But all that's gone.
Yeah.
What ultimately happens is everybody dies.
Right.
If they don't have a holy death, then things are really bad for them.
Right.
So it seems to me that we need to push that much, much more than the education side of a PhD, a master's, just anything. If you don't know how to die in the state of grace, then you're missing everything in life because everything will come at our exit interview that will say, hey, what every word, every unsaid word will come out. So it's important to have the art of dying well down. And St. Robert Bellarmine is the author of that book. So I would recommend anyone. I'm going to get a copy of that book myself. Mary, I just want to remind everybody, you're going to be here on the 18th for the True Devotion to St. Joseph Conference. Father Charles Murr, who will be here tomorrow speaking with me on the Terry and Jesse Show, he's going to be talking about how to find the right partner in life with St. Joseph, which is a good one. He also has a very powerful talk on this, on St. Joseph the Worker, the model to combat depression. Father Stephen Lewinsky is going to be talking about a man of humility, talk about humility, man of mercy, St. Joseph. And he's also going to be talking about St. Joseph as the protector of the family. Mary, what are you going to be speaking on?
I'm going to give a biblical view of St. Joseph, who he was, and what does he teach us? What does his life mean to us from the biblical perspective on this? That what do we know from the Bible about St. Joseph?
And you can register by calling 877-526-2151. It's for men and women. Or go to vmpr.org and register online. When we come back, I call him the Noah of floods, because Dr. Peter McCleric was the one who designed this COVID-19 vaccine. He has five myths about the vaccine that I think will surprise you and your friend. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jesse's out of town. Mary Danielle's filling in from the Bible with the Barbers. And I want to play a clip from Dr. Peter McCleric.
McCullough.
Thank you. On why the vaccines are not working and five myths about the vaccine. So, Mr. Engineer, play that clip.
And I can tell you the problem with what Americans are seeing on TV right now is they are not seeing doctors like me working in teams of doctors and advising the country. We're down to one or two people that government officials that Americans see on TV, who, by the way, are not board certified. They don't have qualifications in doing what they're doing right now. And as singular people, they are issuing not recommendations, not guidance. They're issuing directives. And we're seeing these things come down over time. So we can tackle them one by one. A year and 3 months later, we have a framework of understanding. The first important point. The virus spreads from sick person to a well person, period. The virus does not spread from asymptomatic person to asymptomatic. It took months to get these data, paper by Cao out of China, one by Madewell, published in the best journals. It does not spread asymptomatically. If anybody in this room has the virus right now, but they have no symptoms, they can't spread it to us. In fact, they're forming their own immunity. Asymptomatic spread must be less than 1% of all spread. Okay, because of that, that means that asymptomatic testing, routine testing that people have been subject to, was completely useless.
Right.
In the United States, we've had 35 million cases of COVID. We've actually burned 400 million COVID tests right now. Even the World Health Organization says June 25th, now they're late, June 25th, they said stop the asymptomatic testing. All this nasal and oral testing was never approved for routine screening. It was never approved for people to get on airplanes or anything else. That was just an overreach. So that's point number one, is no asymptomatic spread. Point number two, asymptomatic testing is a complete waste of time. It's not FDA approved. It's not even advised by the World Health Organization. Third point, very important. Natural immunity, once somebody's had the virus, is robust, complete, and durable. You can't get it twice. You know, when grandmother had it last year, she's not going to get it again. We've seen it sweep through the nursing homes. It's done. The fourth point is the virus is treatable. That was our work. So we know now that we have an approach. We're busting the myth that COVID is not treatable. I'm here to tell you it is treatable. The key publications, I'm the first author, American Journal of Medicine in 2020, Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine in 2020. These are the most cited and utilized and relied upon papers in all of COVID-19 in the world. Hydroxychloroquine, supported by 200 studies. Hydroxychloroquine, countries like us appropriately stockpiled it for a reason. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, 60 supportive studies. We combine it with doxycycline or azithromycin. everybody can use an inhaler, budesonide inhaler. Richard Bartlett was the first to discover this in Texas, proven in the UK in the STOIC trial. We can use on day five or pulmonary symptoms oral prednisone, much like how an asthmatic would use or someone with an allergic condition. We use a gout medication for 30 days in higher risk patients called colchicine, one pill a day, proven in a large randomized trial from Montreal Heart Institute called Cold Corona Trial, 4,000 patients. We use aspirin, 325 milligrams a day, because this virus is unique. It causes blood clotting. It's the only viral infection we've ever seen that causes blood clotting, and that's what actually kills patients, is blood clotting. So we use aspirin as a blood thinner, but it's the full adult dose. Higher-risk patients, we actually use Lovenox injections, just like someone would get for the treatment of a blood clot. That's what's called sequenced multi-drug therapy. It's all done at home. It's supported by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, aapsonline.org. Download the home treatment guide. Be ready. It's also supported by another group in the United States called the Frontline Critical Care Consortium. They have a little different sets of protocols, but the principles are the same. Point number five has to do with this contentious issue of the vaccine. And I've rendered my opinion on this multiple times. The vaccines are brand new. They are in the United States, we have Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. They are a brand new technology. They are nothing like a flu shot. Nothing like a flu shot.
That's right.
They actually transfer genetic material inside our cells, and they cause our cells to make part of the original virus, the spike protein on the virus. So there's the ball, the nucleocapsid, and the little spines, the spikes. The vaccines kind of trick our body into making the spike protein, and then we have formed an immune reaction to it. The short discussion on the vaccines is that while half of Americans have taken them, for some individuals, the vaccines have not worked out too well in terms of being sufficiently safe for human use. Now, obviously, you know, many tens of millions of Americans took it. They had a sore arm. They got through it just fine. People in my family took it. It's not a big deal if there's no complications, but for those who are getting complications, and we're currently at, as of today, the CDC has told us, we're at 12,000 Americans that have died after the vaccine. 86% of the time, independent reviewers have determined the vaccine caused the death, and that 50% of the deaths occur within 48 hours, 80% of the deaths occur within a week, and it's a modern-day tragedy. We've never had any medical product ever in the history of mankind result in 12,000 American deaths. We have 400,000 certified vaccine injuries right now due to the vaccine along the lines of neurologic, cardiac, immunologic, or hematologic abnormality. So that's about the size of a medium-sized city right now of people who have vaccine injuries.
Wow. He kept going for like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Anthony, or he edited all that to get the most information in a short period of time, but I would recommend people to go to YouTube and check that out. Mary, he said 400,000 people have been injured.
Adverse effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 12,000 deaths.
Hank Aaron's one of them.
Yeah. And again, that's the VAERS reporting. And we know from research already that the VAERS reporting only reports about 1%.
Yeah.
So the number 12,000 deaths, that's actually 1% of the deaths that have occurred from the COVID shot, most likely.
Yeah.
Maybe 2%, but it's a very small percentage because the VAERS reporting system is very flawed, and this has already been documented.
He also talked about the tests that everybody's been taking, whether it's this is useless.
It's useless. If you don't have symptoms, you don't need to be tested. It's as simple as that. If you don't have a fever, if you're not coughing and have a fever, you don't need to be tested.
And I like the way he said this is a treatable this disease. It's treatable. Think about the vaccine. The only way the emergency vaccine could get out of the shelf is we had to say there's nothing that else we could treat this, you know, disease with.
Right.
And that was not true.
That wasn't true at all.
And Mary, just a quick note. One of our listeners just texted me. He's a high school biology teacher. And he says, this is just basic biology. I literally teach this to my high school biology students. And I think that was pretty funny for him to send that to us. Thank you very much. But here's the bottom line. All of the things he said, this is basically an overreach. Yes. And now I think 75% of Americans have had at least one or two shots. and the disease is still going all over the place, it shows to me that the vaccine is not doing its job.
Right. And one of the things that Dr. McAuliffe and other doctors have mentioned is that we have an outbreak right now going on.
In the middle of summer.
In the middle of summer of a respiratory infection.
It doesn't happen very
often. And this doesn't happen. No. Doctors are saying, we have respiratory infections break out in wintertime, not in the summer. But what's interesting is the people who are getting sick are actually the people who have been vaccinated. And the CDC, we saw an article yesterday where the CDC is going to redefine now how they define the deaths. So if someone gets vaccinated and they die within 2 weeks of the vaccine, we're going to say, oh, well, they didn't die from the vaccine. So they get the vaccine causes their death, but it causes it within 2 weeks of their getting the vaccine. We're not going to call that a death from the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, the narrative is, let's put the focus on people who are not vaccinated. They're the problem in the country.
Right.
So we have to make sure that everybody who works in the government, and later today, President Biden at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific Coast time, will be coming out with more restrictions for people to go to work, to go to school. And so I just think we have to push this. And the facts are the facts. You know, Mary, not only what the good doctor said, but there's another doctor, Dr. Robert Malone, saying the same thing about the immunity from the vaccine. Once you have COVID and you recover, now they're telling us, Dr. Robert Malone says, natural immunity is 20 times more protective than vaccines. Now, nobody wants to hear that when you're selling a product and you're making a lot of money
right.
selling a vaccine.
Right, right. Follow the money here. What's really going on? Who's making money on this? And by the way, this idea that that Pfizer's vaccine is fully approved, no, it's not fully approved. No. Number one, it was said that no one under the age of 16 should receive the shot. That was the CDC's recommendation. And in addition to that, we need to know the list of the ingredients. What did you put in this vaccine?
They won't give it.
Pfizer won't release that. So Pfizer doesn't have full approval of their vaccine. The CDC hasn't fully approved it because they won't give the list of their ingredients. So again, we're being lied to about what's going on.
And Dr. Malone makes the good point that we have a right to be wary about this because it's about new technology that has not been well understood.
Right.
And we don't even know the effects that this is going to have. So basically, it's I keep saying this, the vaccine companies don't have any liability, so if you die, you can't sue them.
Right.
If you get sick, you have no liability on them.
Right.
And I thought, wait a minute. Everyone who sells a car, any kind of product, there's a warranty.
Where's the warranty? Where's the warranty?
Where are you
on
guaranteeing
the
this? And this is something that when we come back, there's some questions that, Mary, we could ask our listeners. It's on our website. But if someone's forcing you to say, hey, you got to get COVID vaccinated, we have seven responses to these questions that you can ask them when they say to you, you need to be vaccinated. I'll just give you one of the teasers. Say, can you please advise me of the approval legal status of this vaccine? And is it still experimental? And the answer is, it takes 12 to 14 years to go through all this process. So it's not. And I'll give you one more before we have a quick break. You could ask them, can you please provide details and assurances that the vaccine has been fully, independently, and rigorously tested against control groups and subsequent outcomes of those tests? No, they can't do that.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you have to ask these questions when your employer or, you know, wherever you're going to be going, say, why would I take this vaccine when it's not been proven to be safe?
Yeah.
When you see, like the good doctor said, we've never had any vaccine with so many deaths and so many adverse effects.
Right.
In the entire process, it's been the worst ever by far.
Right. And there have been vaccines before that have caused deaths and fewer deaths than this.
Yeah, much fewer.
Where they immediately pulled
them
and said, no, this is too dangerous.
But why not here?
Why not here?
That's just a question. You're listening to not the Bible with the Barbers. You're listening to the Terry and
Jesse Show.
Here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Family, stay with us. We want to help you in getting to what we said earlier in the show, the art of dying well. How do you do that? Live your Catholic faith. All this other stuff's going to be gone. But soul lives on forever. Stay with us, family. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry and Jesse, no, it's Mary Barber from the Bible with the Barbers. My faithful bride for 30-some years is joining us, filling in. Father Murr will be with us tomorrow, and Jess will be back on Monday. Mary, we're talking about the vaccine and, you know, this idea that we're being forced to take a vaccine from whether you're going to go to work. They're going to control where you can go, what you can do. But you have to have this vaccine. And we had some questions on our website that I thought were interesting to ask your employer when they try to get you to take this vaccine.
Right. And we talked about a couple of them already.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, can you please advise me of the full list of contents of the vaccine that I'm to receive, and if any are toxic to the body, any of the context. And they can't, because Pfizer and Moderna won't release those. They won't even release them to the CDC.
Wow.
Or the what's the other board? Anyway, can you please fully advise of all the adverse reactions associated with the vaccine since its introduction? Well, it's interesting because Dr. Malone, they won't necessarily advise you, but Dr. Malone, who invented the mRNA vaccine, he said, we already know this. This technology carries the risk of heart inflammation and autoimmune reactions.
There you go.
Particularly in the young. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the doctor who invented mRNA technology.
It's Noah talking about floods.
But we'll, you know, ask the person who wants to give you the shot, or the employer who's requiring you to have this shot. Do they know this? Can you please confirm that the vaccine you are advocating is not experimental mRNA gene altering therapy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, if it's Pfizer or Moderna, it is mRNA gene altering therapy. It's not a vaccine.
Nope.
It's not. It's gene altering therapy. It's gene
faking the body out, like the doctor said.
It is faking the body out. And the deal is, this is a very dangerous thing to do. In June of 2021, Malone gave several warnings that the future autoimmune problems would be caused by the spike proteins within the mRNA injection. He also stated in a podcast that the Food and Drug Administration, that's the other entity, the FDA, was aware that the spike proteins were biologically activated and could travel from the injection site and cause adverse events, and that the spike protein, if biologically activated, is very dangerous. And he says there was a lot of haste. There was a quick decision in the vaccine research centers and all the other vaccine developers to recapitulate what they'd done with prior efforts with the SARS-1, which is just to focus on the spike protein. So he's warning us that, first of all, this was done too fast. We don't have the information. No, we can't say this is safe. We don't have the information to actually back that up.
Right.
So we go on. So, can you please confirm that I will not be under any duress from yourself or my employer in the compliance with the Nuremberg Code? Well, here's the deal. If you are forcing me to do this, remember the Nuremberg Code after World War II?
Right.
They got the Allies got together and said, look, we cannot allow in the future medical experimentation on people when they aren't fully advised. If they want to participate they can do that, but it's a free choice.
Yep.
You can't coerce them, you can't force them, and you have to give them full disclosure of what the possible side effects and outcome may be. So can you please confirm that I will not be under any duress from yourself as my employer? So employers, you know, according to the Nuremberg Code, you can't put your employees under duress to get this shot. By the way, that also goes to the government officials.
Yep.
You can't put us under duress. You're violating the Nuremberg Code. So can you please advise me of the likely risk of fatality should I be unfortunate to contract COVID-19 and the likelihood of recovery? Well, no, they can't, because they don't know it. Now, we've had some studies, and we talked about one of those last week, where they found out that those who are vaccinated are actually carrying 241 times the viral load in their nostrils of the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So they have a much higher viral load.
Yep.
But and they're also now, what's happening is the FDA and the CDC are backing away from exposing the actual adverse effects, the actual what's happening to the people who've been vaccinated when they get COVID, etc.
Yeah.
So then if, you know, if I've received the above information in full and I'm satisfied that there is no threat to my health, I will be happy to accept your offer to receive the treatment, but with certain conditions, namely that you confirm that I will suffer no harm. Will you confirm that? Now, we already know that the vaccine-making companies have already been dispensed. They don't have to take any liability.
And let me just mention something. Pfizer had a $3 billion lawsuit against them in a previous time.
In a previous time.
For putting out medicine that didn't work.
Right.
And I can appreciate why this time around they don't want to have liability because it almost bankrupted them last time. That's just
right.
Information.
And again, just because the FDA, it hasn't given full approval. No, it hasn't. It's given conditional approval. Yes. But even if it were, remember, the FDA also approved thalidomide.
That's right.
And the FDA has approved a lot of drugs that have caused a lot of harm to a lot of people.
That's true.
So, you know, follow the money and also do your research. Following acceptance of this, the offer must be signed by a fully qualified doctor who will take full legal and financial responsibility for any injuries occurring to myself and or from any interaction by authorized personnel regarding these procedures. So here's the deal. Somebody needs to be accountable. So you tell your employee, yeah, I'll take the jab if you're going to take responsibility if I become handicapped or if I die.
And, you know, Mary, this is standard. When a doctor operates on you,
Yeah. He
has insurance, so they'll malpractice insurance.
In case something goes wrong.
Something goes wrong, he's covered. But in this case, why is it different that there's no liability? It just seems awful strange.
Yeah. And then the third thing you say to your employer, in the event that I should have to decline the offer of vaccination, please confirm that it will not compromise my position and that I will not suffer prejudice and discrimination as a result.
Yep.
Okay. So in other words, we need to take the offensive and not be, we don't have to be defensive about this. It's like, no, look, we have certain laws in place that say that I don't have to be part of a medical experimentation that I'm not fully informed about. You know, and I know people who've gotten the shots and they don't know what was in the shots. They didn't know what the possible side effects were. They weren't told this, that, or the other thing.
Well, fear is driving this.
Fear is driving it.
This is, again, and there's a, I want to get the information, but there's a high official in the government that stepped down at the FDA. He just didn't want to be responsible. And if that would have happened under another administration, everything would have went up. But it's just interesting. I think more of this truth about the vaccines coming out. And again, I'll just shift it to our local Southern California.
Yeah.
Hundreds of LA, Los Angeles cops and firefighters are joining forces to fight the city's vaccine mandate. Now the whole city now is mandating it. Everybody, if you work for the city, those subcontractors have to be vaccinated. So this is coming pretty hard. But this went viral last week. The LA Captain Christian Granucci, Italian, 31-year-old veteran, is speaking out against the vaccine on YouTube. And, he lost his job over this.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there's over 350 firefighters and hundreds of Los Angeles policemen that are joining in this pushback. And that's what it has to be, Mary.
Right.
We have to have a pushback. If we just go along and say, okay, you know, we won't say anything. No, there's a time to lawyer up. And I think it's now.
Right.
We have to take these people to court
and
sue them to do the right thing.
To do the right thing. And again, as Dr. McAuliffe said, sure, if you needed, you know, 99.5% of the people who got COVID recovered from it.
Yep.
That was last year in 2020.
Yeah, we're much better off now.
You don't have to vaccinate anyone. Vaccines are voluntary. They're not mandatory. And this reality is that if we don't push back, we will lose all our freedom. And that's, you know, some people will say, well, I don't agree with you. Well, you may not agree with me. And we'll see what history plays out. But we need to push back and we need to be on the offensive. We need to say, no, I don't have to take this shot. It's not fully approved. And here's the deal. If I'm going to take it, you need to tell me who's going to take responsibility if
liability.
I have an adverse reaction.
That's right.
And a lot of people aren't reporting adverse reactions because they're just thinking, well, it was something else. Mm-hmm. You know, so their immune system is going haywire since they've had the shot and they're getting sick all over the place in ways that they've never been sick before. And they're like, oh, well, it's just, you know, it's just life.
Yeah. And Mary, you know, I say this too. It's just statistics. Look at Israel. Look at Western Europe, where they're really at high vaccinated people and they're still getting COVID-19.
Right.
Now, they get the Delta variant, but it shows that I think it's down to 37%. They're saying the vaccine is effective now.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, is very low.
In the United States of America, the rule is if it's not at least 50% effective, you're supposed to stop it.
Yeah. So it's down to 37%. And here's the kicker. All these people who get COVID that were vaccinated, as we just said, it's more difficult to fight it.
Right.
And we have close friends right now who have COVID, and they were vaccinated. And, you know, I'm sorry to have to say that. It's just been very difficult to overcome this. But again, what the whole thing came out when this was an experimental vaccine. Why? Because there was no other treatment for, and that was just for the COVID-19, and that just was not true.
Wasn't true. And the reality is that if you looked on Moderna's website and Pfizer's website and Johnson & Johnson's website, they did admit that up front. No, we don't guarantee that you're getting this vaccine protects you from getting COVID. So all of those who are vaccinated, don't think that you're protected from getting COVID. You're not. The reality is you're not. And go look, again, look at their website. Go to Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and look.
And the facts are, right now, I'm just reading it on the internet, that we're at the March of last year's numbers for people dying from COVID. So the numbers are really high. And what's the difference? We have nearly 75% of our population vaccinated. If it was working, we wouldn't have that many people sick, would we?
No.
When we come back, I want to share a beautiful testimony of a woman who spent 6 years in jail. For what? You'll find out when we come back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's Terry and Mary. She's filling in for Jess. She's with the Bible with the Barbers. For tomorrow, she'll be on with me after the Terry and Jesse Show. And I think we have Father Charles Murr on for Terry and Jesse tomorrow. You won't want to miss that. Mary, I teased everybody. I said a woman spent 6 years in jail for what? For offering women alternatives to abortion. And she says she'll do it again. Her name is Mary Wagner. That sounds German to me.
But she's from Canada.
No, she's from Canada. She's a pro-life activist. She risks her own life and safety to defend unborn children and pregnant women. Here's what she does, Mary. She goes into clinics and just tells the women, I'd like to give you an alternative to the abortion, and we will help you. And she is going in to lawyer up in court because the Supreme Court of Canada has this section 223 of the Canadian Criminal Code, which violates the Canadian Charter Guarantee of Life, Liberty, and Security, and equal protection of individual persons. This case, if accepted, the court would be monumental for the pro-life movement in Canada. So Wagner says this, that the highest court would please recognize the injustice of this section 223, which declares that, are you ready for this, Mary? Before birth, there is a child there, but it's not considered a human being. Are you kidding me? Contrary to common sense and contrary to scientific evidence, this is how they got this law written. Now, Wagner also discusses what led her to become a pro-life activist and, you know, going into these clinics peacefully and lovingly and encouraging mothers to give their unborn children the gift of life. Before I do that, Mary, what's your thought as a mother when you hear about a woman who's doing this work of saving lives by lovingly telling women that they don't have to abort their baby?
I think it's so beautiful because most of the women in those clinics aren't really there to kill their child. They're there because they need help.
Right.
So if someone were there to offer them help, women, a mother doesn't want to kill her baby.
Nope.
A mother wants help. And many of the mothers are in desperate situations and they're frightened and they're not sure. And of course, the doctors frighten you. We know friends who the doctors that would say, oh, we have to do all these tests on your preborn baby because this baby might be this, that, and the other thing. And then the baby's born and it's perfectly healthy. And it's like, well, what are you doing? And so women nowadays is, you know, women don't freely choose abortion in most cases.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not that many who actually freely choose it. There are those, but not many. And 8 out of 10 women, if they're shown an ultrasound, a picture of their unborn baby,
right,
they will say no. They will cancel a scheduled abortion.
That's a fact.
If they get to see their baby.
Yep. And that's why that National Geographic we talked about, you and
yeah,
I last week, about putting a camera in the mother's womb for during the weeks and months of the
development
of the baby, and they show you in live color. And this is not, you know, a pro-life organization.
National Geographic is just biology. They're just
saying,
teaching you the biology of the development.
How the baby develops.
The human, yeah, the wonder of the development of the human being.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, she also mentioned that Mother Teresa inspired her.
Yeah.
Because she said, anyone who recognizes that a child before birth is a human being has to ask these questions. How can we advocate for them? How can we speak for them in our country? And which we are persecuted for trying to advocate for them. So she's basically saying that, yeah, we're going to be persecuted. But remember, Mother Teresa said something about the fruit of abortion. Mary, can you tell us what Mother said, you recall, about atomic warfare?
Yeah, she said the fruit of abortion will be an atomic war. And she said, woe to you if you do not end abortion.
Wow.
We need to stop killing the babies.
God will not be mocked forever, Mary.
God will not be mocked. And these are his little children. They're made in his image.
Mary, I want...
And that's it, to see the little Jesus in these children.
Oh, yeah. Mary, I want to switch gears just now because we got a few minutes left. George Soros is funding a lot of bad things, as we all know. Yeah, he funded the American Civil Liberties Union, saying mandatory COVID jabs further civil liberties. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
And basically... the American Civil Liberties Union finances tens of millions of dollars from leftist billionaire George Soros to justify Orwellian vaccine mandates being forced on Americans by redefining the meaning of civil liberties.
Let's redefine the meaning.
The lack of liberty.
Right, exactly.
So I'll let you...
The lack of liberty here. You know, it's like, no, you have to do this. You have to conform with everybody in society.
Yeah.
That's your liberty, is to conform and to be lock, stock, and just everybody do exactly the same thing. You do what you're told. Don't ask questions. Don't look for the truth. Don't see if there's some other way. Do exactly what you're told, right? So it says, want to enhance civil liberties? Embrace vaccine mandates.
Oh, my God.
That was the headline. Seriously, that enhances civil liberties?
Nope.
How? To a mandate? No. First of all, there's this disease, COVID-19, is curable without a vaccine. And getting a vaccine doesn't guarantee you won't get it. So, and then the vaccines we know now are only 39% effective. So how are we embracing our civil liberties, right? So the Civil Liberties Union is supposed to be fighting for the liberty of the people. And yet they're telling us that we're supposed to go ahead and... just give up all our freedom? In a bizarre twist, the authors claimed that far from compromising civil liberties, vaccine mandates actually further civil liberties.
How's that?
So the ACLU's leftist vaccine logic makes about as much sense as when the organization, American Civil Liberties, tried to claim that men can get their periods and give birth.
It's just crazy.
Right?
Yeah, this is science. Come on.
So, and of course, Soros, God have mercy on Soros.
Yeah, we need to pray because he's elderly, Mary. He's almost 90 years old.
Yeah. So, you know, we really need to pray for him. And, you have some people who are, you know, fighting back on this.
Yes.
And they said a person may freely choose to accept the medical risks for the benefit of others. Okay. So, for instance, if you want to donate a kidney for a transplant, but no, it's not mandatory.
No.
Okay, you can't mandate this. And there are great risks. This again, we don't know the full outcome of an mRNA gene therapy. We don't know it. We don't know the long-term effects. It hasn't been around long enough. Dr. Malone, who invented the mRNA therapy, has warned that we know that this could cause serious issues, especially in young people. By the way, Jen Psaki, spokeswoman for the White House, for President Biden, you know, her, his press secretary, said in a press conference, oh, these vaccines are perfectly safe. We know that now, although they're potentially fatal for anyone under the age of 27. Oh, they're perfectly safe, but anyone under the age of 27, they're potentially fatal. Well, they're killing other people, too.
And now they're giving this vaccine to people 12 and over, down to 12 years of age. Mom, Dad, if you're listening, please don't let your child get this vaccination.
And the CDC, you know, the FDA approved this, gave it tentative approval. It doesn't have full approval. Right. Pfizer's vaccine doesn't have full approval. No. The tentative approval, it is not to be given to anyone under the age of 16. That's right. One of the restrictions. No one under the age of 16 is to receive it. Are we asleep? Are we wake
asleep
up?
At the wheel, the whole country. But you know, Mary, we have to follow the money.
Yeah.
And when we realize the billions and billions of dollars that are being generated with this vaccine, and then ask yourself, who's making a profit?
Who's making the profit?
Let's see if you. There's a name at Fauci. Yeah, Dr.
Tony Fauci is making a lot of profit from this.
A lot of money.
A lot. He's making a lot of money off this.
Right. And so he has a conflict of interest.
Fauci lied and people have died. And he continues to lie. Mm-hmm. He continues to lie. There's a huge conflict of interest. And not only is Fauci making a lot of money, you know, Bill Gates and George Soros.
They're all in it together.
The Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they're making a lot of money off of this. They get paid for every shot that's even out.
Oh, yeah. It's about $25 per shot when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
And if you start adding up tens of thousands of millions of people, what do we have? Of 330 million people and 74% have had a vaccine shot. Are you kidding me? Do the math. It's incredible. Mary, we only have a minute or two left. I want to promote the Bible with the Barbers. For those who are listening on radio, probably the best way to get the Bible with the Barbers is getting our free app by going to vmpr.org and downloading that. Then you can listen to all the podcasts. Because many people tell us here at Virgin Most Powerful, we want a Bible study. And we can't get to the parish because of COVID or whatever. We can't get out. Here's a Bible study that will help you each week live out the gospel message that you hear on Sundays. Can you talk a little bit about it?
So we're going to do, well, every Friday we're here, and then we want to just give people a biblical worldview. And again, let's ground ourselves in the Word of God, mm-hmm. because this is, our peace is in following Christ.
Amen.
You know, the peace which the world cannot give is the peace that comes from Christ, from knowing that we were made by God, we were made for union with God, we were made to go to heaven with God, you know, and so we want to ground ourselves in God's holy word so that we will have hope, even in the midst of all this confusion. We pray for, what did the gospel say today? I'm not condemning George Soros. Pray for the man.
Exactly.
He's doing a lot of evil, but if he were converted, he would do the equal and opposite good. He could do a lot of good if he was converted. So let's pray for the man.
Not only,
to pray for each other.
Not only that. President Biden, can you imagine a baptized Catholic, what he's doing? Bishop Strickland talked about that on his show that comes on every Tuesday here, the Bishop Strickland Hour. He said it. We need to pray for President Biden's conversion.
Amen. Amen. We have to pray for our enemies. Pray for those who persecute us.
And can you imagine that you're persecuting people who are not, persecuting people who are killing our unborn babies? Gosh, go ahead. Moderna's
cash hits 15 billion.
Yeah, 15 new billion. Not million, 15
billion. That's with a B, as in beta.
Yeah.
New vaccine details released.
Yeah, so follow the money. That's a lot of money. And the benefit there for them is that they take no liability to get $15 billion.
Right.
Sweet deal, isn't it?
And it's interesting. You know, supposedly the White House is going to push for these boosters to come out.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And the CDC and the FDA have already said, no, we need to stop. Yep. We need to not start these boosters. We're not sure what's going on here with this vaccine. We need more time to evaluate and to look at it. But we'll see. We need to pray. We need to ask God to intervene because there is a huge push to continue giving something that apparently is causing great harm.
I hope to see you folks on the 18th of September here at the Sacred Heart Chapel in downtown Covina for true devotion to St. Joseph.
Sign up and be here in present, in person.
The way you can do that is go to vmpr.org to sign up online or call us at 877-526-2151. I talked about The Art of Dying Well by St. Robert Bellarmine. That's all we talk about here on Virgin Most Powerful, because that's what matters. So I'm going to ask Mary a question I asked Jesse. Mary, what state should we be living in?
In the state of grace.
And how do we do that? By staying close to Jesus and the sacraments, and by praying your rosary, by reading your Bible. Remember what Our Lady said at Fatima, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Offer it up today, folks. May God richly bless you. And thanks again for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Murr will be with me tomorrow. You won't want to miss that. God love you.